States of America,
the British West Indies, Central America, and South America. In a few moments, we shall hear His Majesty the King. This is London.
In a few moments,
His Majesty the King
will speak to his people at home and overseas.
He will also be heard throughout the United States of America. 4 years ago, our nation and empire stood alone against an overwhelming enemy with our backs to the wall. A tested as never before in our history, in God's providence, we survived that test.
The spirit of the people, resolute, dedicated, burnt like a bright flame, lit surely from those unseen fires which nothing can quench.
Once more, a supreme test has to be faced.
This time, the challenge is not to fight to survive, but to fight
to win
the final victory
for the good cause. Once again, what is
demanded from us all
is something more than courage, more than endurance. We need a revival of spirit, a new, unconquerable resolve. After nearly 5 years of toil
and suffering,
we must renew that crusading impulse on which we entered the war and met its darkest hour. We and our allies are sure that our fight is against evil and for a world in which goodness and honor may be the foundation of the life of men
in every land.
That we may be worthily matched with this new summons
of destiny,
I desire solemnly to call my people to prayer and dedication. We are not unmindful
of our own shortcomings,
past
and present.
We shall ask not that God may do our will, but that we may be
enabled to do the will of God, and we dare
to believe that God has used our nation and empire
as
an instrument for
fulfilling His high
purpose.
I hope that throughout the present
crisis
and the liberation of Europe,
there may be offered up earnest,
continuous, and widespread prayer. We who remain in this land
can most
effectively
enter into the suffering
of subjugated Europe by prayer, whereby we can fortify the determination of our sailors
soldiers and airmen who go forth to set the captives free. The Queen joins with me in sending you this message. She well understands the anxieties and cares of our women folk at this time. And she knows that many of them will find, as she does herself, force, strength, and comfort in such waiting upon God. She feels that many women will be glad in this way to keep vigil with their men as they man the ships, storm the beaches, and fill the skies. At this historic moment, surely not one of us is too busy, too young, or too old to play a part in a nationwide, a worldwide vigil of prayer, as the great crusade set forth. If from every place of worship, from home and factory, from men and women of all ages, and many races and occupations, our intercessions rise, then, please God, both now and in the future, not for the most, the predictions of an ancient psalm may be fulfilled. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will give to his people the blessing of peace.